What's great about this show is it says, with Mark and John, our little intro there says, here with Mark and John.
And it's not lying.
And it's not lying. Although, if you listen carefully, you don't hear the H.
Yeah, that's true.
Because John doesn't have an H.
We removed the silent
But you have an H.
Right. So we needed to add a silent H is what we needed to do.
Yeah, so welcome to a special here. John Hirschfield, who I normally do the show with, me, Mark Caldwell, is coming back from Texas today. He got married on Saturday.
Yay.
And so we have John Daly here. Who's not married. Who has been a part of Kill Radio. How long have you been a DJ at Kill Radio?
5 years.
Oh, my God.
Although, technically, Mark, I'm show host. I've never actually been a DJ. I've always done a talk show.
Okay. So you've been basically a DJ talk show kind of person involved in Kill Radio.
That's right.
For 5 years. Is that why you're not married yet?
That is why I'm not married. It's because of Kill Radio. So I just want to put a little warning out there.
Okay.
You can either choose marriage or you can choose Kill Radio.
Except then what's wrong with John Hirschfield?
John Hirschfield is the exception to many rules, and this is just one of them. He's a great guy, and he was able to make it work.
He's the exception
to
many rules.
You totally didn't think I was going to come back with that one.
No, that's hilarious. I never heard that said that way. That's funny. And then you do your show, Standing Room Only, on Fridays. What time is that show?
8 to 9 p.m.
1 hour.
My show is live bands. This show, as everybody I'm sure knows, is all about recorded bands.
Yes. And then... I also heard you last Monday when we did the simulcast with KPFK because the DJ over there, Chris Burnett, was interviewing a number of us, the KillRadio.org collective, about how we work and what we do and what we're about.
Yeah, he thought he could hire us to put a hit on someone. And as it turns out, we're just about anti-corporate media. So the interview turned out pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's good. No, but it was funny. It was fun.
That was not funny at all, Mark. I'm sorry.
I'm just going with it.
It'll take me a while to get warmed up.
No, it's fine. No, it was a fun kind of opportunity with you and Hassan in the studio over there.
You guys called in, which
called
was great.
In.
And
it was fun.
It was this show on their show, back on this show.
Right.
And it was so funny because if you go to the Kill Radio archives, you can get your show from last week.
Right.
And it says Kill Radio on KPFK on Kill Radio. And then I put up the interview from their side. So it was Kill Radio on KPFK on Kill Radio on KPFK from John Daly from Kill Radio.
I was hoping we'd get some weird, like, you know when you put like a two speakers facing each other or some of that feedback?
Right,
we didn't get any feedback.
We didn't get any feedback. No, so. We only got positive feedback from listeners. We didn't get any electrostatic feedback from the ethos.
And speaking of positive feedback, we should probably go to music, and we should start with you. Who are we starting with?
We are starting with which one did I just put
in?
Lyra.
Yeah.
We're putting in Lyra, and this is actually submitted to me by a good friend of mine, Sal, who I believe is listening right now.
Yay!
And yay, listeners! And they're a great band. Actually, they've been doing this for a little bit.
Do you know where they're from?
While.
Are they based?
They're
in
from
LA?
Los Angeles.
Okay, cool.
And they're all great people. So let's give a listen. This is a world premiere, by the way. This track has not been heard.
Ever. Not even by them.
Not even by them. They do it in complete silence. That's what makes their music great.
Okay, let's see if I can do this right since I'm doing all the technical stuff. Here goes.
Everyone in your mouth, crying.
we're back. Thank you so much, Mark, for having me on this show. I'm really enjoying it.
It wasn't my idea. I was totally against it.
I know.
I think it was John's idea.
We had to work on you for a long time to be able to do this. You love me. You love me.
I'm territorial.
You liar. You love me.
I'm very territorial with everything. I've pissed the whole perimeter of this studio today just to make myself feel better about it.
Yeah, so it's not going to smell as bad as the nice piss I had in here yesterday.
Oh, well, mine's beer piss, so I don't think beer piss
smells. Well, mine's in your seat, so what are you going to do?
Oh, is that? Wow. Yeah. It's warm still.
You thought it was a warm slip and slide? No, that's
urine. But it's still warm. Weird.
Urine listening to...
You're listening to Hear Hear on Kilroy.org, which the show now is called Piss Talk. Welcome.
Are you or have you ever been involved in piss?
Romantically?
Go ahead and continue what you were going to say.
No, both of us are...
Urologists.
Spearheading. No, both of us... Spearheading. Both of us are spearheading fundraisers for Kill Radio this month.
You know what? I just figured out why they don't allow us to do a show together, Mark.
Why? We're bad?
Because we're bad together.
We immediately... See, John and I have never talked about scat or piss.
Right.
We only talk
about... Until we get into a room together, and then it's just, you know... Yeah, I remember that time when we peed. Okay, anyway, so we're...
So you have a fundraiser happening on May 23rd, which is a Wednesday.
Very excited about
Mr.
it.
Mr. T's Bowl.
An excellent
How
lineup.
Many bands?
Four bands. We have the Randys. We have Vesuvius Sonic. Very good band here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
We have... And everybody knows who the Randys are. We have...
Haven't they been around for like 1,000 years?
Bang Sugar Bang. No,
yes.
Mark. They have
Randy's?
Not. They've been around for a completely appropriate amount of time in which to become the giant stars that they are. Bang Sugar,
I didn't mean it that way.
Bang Sugar Bang.
Yes.
And now I've lost. Oh, and Mezcla.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Which
awesome,
I've only
right?
seen them live once.
They kick ass.
Yeah. And they got new music, right?
Yeah.
They have a new album.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm...
It has a
I'm
big green, neon green cover on it. It's awesome. And they're all decked out in their
Aztec makeup stuff. Yeah. What do you want to call it? I probably just totally said something completely incorrect.
It's actually Mayan. It's native people's
stuff.
Decorations. Yeah. Which is really cool.
I used to have a crush on the lead singer of... Mezcla.
Really?
Yeah. He never knew about it. It was a
They're
secret
They're both cuties.
Crush.
They're both
totally
cuties.
Adorable.
Both of them.
And they talk sweet. They're just so nice.
Yeah, they're nice guys.
And then they perform.
Really
they're
nice
like
guys.
Evil when they perform. It's great.
They were on my show just last month, actually.
Well, I think
awesome.
I heard that show.
They did a little freestyling. It was great.
Yeah. And then, so that's May 23rd, Mr. T's. $5 suggested donation, or is it, can we do
$5
a cover
mandatory.
It's actually a cover we can do there, right?
All of the money at the door is going directly to Kill Radio to help fund our war against corporate media. And it's all going to support...
Which is kicking ass, by the way.
Yeah, it's all going to support independent media.
Yes.
So if you'd like to help us kick more ass, then you should come out. There's more, though. Did you know there's more than just four bands?
No.
There are four bands playing there.
Yes.
There is a barbecue going on.
Oh, I forgot about that. Now, how does that work? Does the $5 cover that, or is that a separate cost?
You know, Mr. T's is running that part of it.
Oh, so it's probably a separate cost.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm sure it's inexpensive.
I think it's like a you bring something and you're okay to the barbecue type of deal, which
but
is cool.
You don't know.
But I don't know for sure.
You can't clarify that right now.
Well, if you bring something, I'm sure people are going to share with you.
I'm going to bring a live pig and just see what happens.
I'm going to bring scoliosis. the other thing that we're going to have there is a video DJ, David Cabrera, who is the most genius video... Is that a sentence? Most genius? The most genius video DJ I've ever seen in my life is going to be projecting, probably off of... he usually brings 2, 3, maybe 4 projectors.
Wow.
And he mixes all this crazy video stuff live right there. So it's like an interactive art show thing
cool.
going on. Yeah.
And that's
going
to be during the band's...
For some of the bands, it's going to be during the bands, and for some of the bands, they're just going to do their thing without the video.
Yeah.
And we're going to have video in between the bands. We're also going to have several DJs, including some Kill Radio DJs.
Cool. Because I know with me, it's
DJ
like
there,
I get
Mark.
Super...
You know?
What?
I said, you're going to DJ there, Mark.
Sure.
Did you know
I'll just
that?
Plug in my laptop and press play.
Is this a bad time to ask you? Because
No, it's cool. But let's go to music. This is a band we played last week. Actually, you might know this guy... did you meet Gershwin at Lost Souls Cafe any of the times?
I'm sure I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, he is also an artist by the name of Blackbird. Very talented.
Oh, yeah, Blackbird, yeah.
Uh-huh. And
you know what? John Daly is down with the Blackbird.
and I want to go down on Blackbird. He knows that already, though.
There are no secrets on the show.
And I hope he's listening. So.
There are no secrets on the show.
But we're going to start off with, we have two tracks. We're going to start off with one called Been Waiting. And then after that, we'll hear a track called Magic Girl. You're listening to Hear Hear, still with Mark and John on killerradio.org.
That's John with an H.
Yeah, I'm
not
sorry. I didn't pronounce it right. I'm sorry. But let's go to Been Waiting. You're listening to Hear Hear on killerradio.org.
Rolling on take six. Double C.
Trekkie Brothers.
And you're listening to
Hear Hear on Kill Radio.
Let
You like that ending, Mark?
I like that ending. It's pretty. Wow.
It was very, it kind of like eased you out of the song. It's like you're returning back to the world of non-great music now for a moment.
Yeah, we're going from the reality of the song Magic Girl to back to the seeming reality that I live in currently.
The unreality of rubber police bullets and drilling for oil.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, so that was Magic Girl. Before that, we heard Been Waiting, both by Blackbird, a local Los Angeles artist. His MySpace page is myspace.com/blackbird1. One is spelled out. It's not the number one, O-N-E. And there's that.
I'm totally going to stalk Blackbird now.
You totally I am. I'm wearing his t-shirt. I bought it off him yesterday.
Awesome.
Actually,
awesome.
I owe him a dollar because he said it was $10 and I only had $9 on me.
Do you feel a little bit of guilt from that?
No,
a little bit of
t-shirt
guilt?
I thought it was hot that I still got the shirt.
You shystered him out
of
a buck.
I don't know if I'll give him the dollar. I probably will, but I'll probably make him.
Why don't you write your phone
it.
Number on it and hand it
I'm
to
totally
him?
I'm totally going to do that. Actually, I think I've written my phone number almost on every article of things. Everything that he owns has my number
written
on
it. You know, that might work better for you. Whenever I write my number down and hand it on something for a girl, it usually just comes off as creepy, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
So you
but I could see that going on. I could see that working for you.
So you got to look at things that have more retention, like furniture.
No,
or
I like
number, write like on a couch.
I secretly write it on their body somewhere.
Oh, see, that's going to wash off. But I mean, if you do like a coffee table.
I don't know why I just said that.
A television. I don't know. It's getting really dark. No, but like a television would be good because it's almost like look at the number on your screen.
Hey, Mark, what happened to your show? Who was that freaky guy who was on there?
Actually, no one's going to know the difference, probably.
Yeah, like, that's true. They'll be like, I thought John Hirschfield got married. What the hell's he doing?
But I want to talk about.
Did you say write it on their coffee table?
Yeah.
I'm totally down with that.
I think it's
great. I support that 100%.
I want to talk about the two things.
Yeah.
Next Monday show, I'm still putting it together, but always the Monday leading to the Here Here fundraiser that we do for Kill Radio, we get all the bands to come and either perform live here or get interviewed over the phone.
Awesome.
So that's happening next Monday, a week from today. And then the fundraiser, the monthly fundraiser that Kill Radio fundraiser that we put together is... in 2 weeks, I guess, 2 weeks from yesterday, May 20th, which is just before yours. It's at, of course, Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. And the bands that I have, let's see if I can remember off the top of my head. Jenna Mate, who's performed live on the show before. Actually, I can't remember off the top of my head. Jenna Mate, who's performed live on the show before. She's a great singer-songwriter. She came in here with her... I guess it's a keyboard, but it's a piano, so I don't know if it's a synthesizer as well. It's probably just a piano by itself, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't do funky sound effects, right?
It's a it's a keyboard if it's
I think it's just a keyboard.
It's electrical.
Yeah. She's great.
It's electrified, just so like her. It's electrifying.
Yes. She's performing. Also Aim, who he submitted to our show when this show began over a year ago. He's based in Long Beach and he's an electronica music artist. And then we also have Clark 8, who was performing every Monday in April at Mr. T's Bowl. You know, there was that, what did they call it? The
residency?
Yeah, but I mean, they had the name of that show was like Depression something.
It was like Monkey Ball or something. I don't remember.
I thought you would know just because I know I had it. I saw it on the calendar. I know
Monkey versus Robot, I think was what it was called.
Oh, okay. That sounds great.
I totally fantasized that. That's going to be the name of my new band.
Oh, good.
Nobody steal that. It's mine.
Too late. It's already stolen. So Clark 8's going to be performing. Also, Michael Knott, who is a rapper, and he's going to be performing, I believe, with a violinist. So that should be cool.
Is that K-N-O-T?
K-N-O-T. No, N-H-A-T.
Oh, Knott.
Yeah. Right. And then Public Jones... which
awesome,
is kind of
man.
a great kind of rock electronic kind of artist. They remind me of someone. I can't remember who they remind me of because I was listening to them the other day going, God, they remind me of this one band. But that doesn't help. Why
That's
bring
a
it
great
up?
Name. I love that name.
Public Jones?
Public Jones.
Yeah. And then Erin Williams, who she submitted to her show a long time ago, and she's amazing.
I wonder why I don't call myself Public John. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong with that idea? Let me think about that for a moment. A public
and
John.
And what's horrible is how that correlates to how we start off the whole show talking about urine. I mean, what is with us today?
We're just the toilet boys.
Guess. God. So that's happening May 20th at Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. It's a great cafe in the old bank district of downtown. And why don't we go to music? Who do you have up next, John?
We're going to be listening to Rad, and her album is East Side Babe. And we're going to listen to two tracks back to back here on here back to back tracks. We're going to listen to Before We Say Goodbye and Baby Girl.
What?
Baby Girl.
Oh, okay. I was like, bleh.
And Baby Girl. All right. Here from East Side Babe.
Where's she located?
That's a good question. Berkeley, California.
Is that the label? Or is that her?
That's the label. I don't know where she's from.
Was there any written information with that?
She has creativity in her music. She says so right on the
good,
right on the thing. And I believe it too. The album, by the way, looks awesome. I think it's really cool. No, I got nothing.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have them when we come back. So let's go to this now. This first track is Before We Say Goodbye. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org.
Say, hey.
I think there is a kid.
There's totally a kid in there.
Did you hear the kid?
Yeah. Well, the kid like cries or screams or something in the beginning.
No, I think it was like laughing. So who is that artist again?
Or maybe it was just children's laughter.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Sorry, I'm not normally the DJ. I usually make John Hirschfield do all the work. So tell us who that artist was again, Mr. Daly.
John Daly. That was an artist by the name of Rad, and the record was called East Babe.
And she's from the...
She's from the East...
East Bay.
East Bay. She's the East Babe from the East Bay. She's from Oakland, actually. And...
she's very attractive, so I'm sure she is the East Babe.
I think she
East
is the
Bay.
East Babe. Yeah, totally. You should buy the record, not only for the great music, but just so you can see the East Babe from the East Bay on the cover of the record.
So, did you do anything at all this weekend?
Yeah, I did a few things this weekend. Cinco de Mayo, went to a few Cinco de Mayo parties. I had quite a few friends who had birthdays this weekend, so I had to like kind of jump from birthday to birthday.
Wow.
It was fun. It was great.
Tauruses. There's a lot of Tauruses
in
the world.
A lot of Tauruses.
My birthday's on Wednesday.
We destroyed a Taurus pinata. Your birthday's on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. What are we doing?
I invited you,
you and I are going out somewhere for your birthday?
You're taking me
out. Yeah, I'm taking you out. We'll go Dutch. It'll be cool. Happy birthday.
Yeah, should we go to Wendy's or Taco Bell? Ew.
Let's go.
I can't even remember the last time I've been to either of those places.
Wendy's has bacon, so we're going to Wendy's.
Taco Bell probably has something akin to bacon. But it has lots of salt.
But can you imagine some sort of taco or burrito product that involves bacon? Because I can.
Didn't I invite you to my barbecue?
I don't think so.
You didn't get an evite for me?
I don't think I got an invitation from you. Maybe you know what? I'm going to check with my assistant and my publicist, and we'll see if maybe they picked that up and forgot to give it to me.
No, I sent you an evite.
You sent me an evite? What did you send it to? You can tell people my email address.
I think it's
that's
the SRO Radio one or SR Radio, yeah.
SRO at killradio.org?
Maybe. Where are you?
I'm right here.
No, I'm looking. I'm just looking at the...
Right here next to you, Mark.
Where... There it is. You haven't even seen it. Let's see what email I used. Because if I click on it, it should tell me.
I swear I haven't.
You know, this is riveting radio, by the way.
You know,
SRO. It just says SRO Radio. Maybe I did it wrong.
SRO Radio at what?
It doesn't say.
Okay, then.
Maybe I did it wrong.
Okay,
well, we figured that out on the air.
You can send it to SRO Radio at hotmail.com or SRO at killradio.org.
Okay, well, I will do that right now. Let's go to music first so that I can do that. Because I can't do both at the same time.
What do we have going on here, music-wise?
Oh, I went to, actually, real quick, I went to a Seis de Mayo party at Bar 107 last night. And they had mariachis there.
Awesome. Bar 107's great.
I got wasted.
Yeah.
No, it's so much fun. It was great.
They have those giant goblets of really cheap piss water beer.
Yeah. Miller High Life.
Yeah, it's Miller High Life in a giant goblet.
Sometimes.
It's like $3 or something. It's out of control.
And sometimes I'm like, can I get in the smaller glass? Because it's just too heavy to lift, especially as I get more and more inebriated.
Right. So, sometimes you just do a face plant right into that thing. I see people drowned in that thing all the time.
Birds could take baths in it. Big birds.
I think I saw Big Bird sitting there at that bar taking a big
that
swig
would make
of.
Sense.
All right, don't send your letters. Just keep.
No.
Big Bird is not an alcoholic.
Well, no, he just likes to drink.
He just likes to drink.
Let's go to music now. This is a band that performed actually live with us called Scanners. We are lucky enough to meet them through Gorgeous PR. Who've become pals of the station.
They're big supporters of Kill Radio. They're all about independent media.
They've sent us a lot of great bands, and Scanners just blew us away. So what was great is I've been listening to their album a lot, and it is actually one of those albums that is like a total album. You know, nowadays...
Do you mean it has like an arc from beginning to end?
It's
a complete music journey?
Yeah, I don't know if it's an arc, but it is a complete musical journey, and song is totally solid. So what's great is they perform live acoustically in the studio, and then we recorded that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the album version of In My Dreams, and then we'll go into the live version that they did with us probably about a month ago. And it's interesting. They're both totally... They obviously are the same song, but they sound totally different from each other, and it's really great. So this is Scanners.
More back to back.
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/scanners. They're out of London, and you are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Hey, yeah. Oh, ah, yeah. Oh, ah. I know I've seen this place before. I only come here often. I stepped on through the open door and take the path that I must walk. In my dreams I walk with you, in silence of a waking world. In my dreams I talk with you, and then I forget all I've heard. Drink me, make me grow. A doll's house and I'm trapped inside. But I'm too small for this four-wall world, and I'll break these shutters open wide. Open wide and eat you whole. Escape is now impossible.
Welcome back. That was Scanners.
I think I'm a little bit hot here.
What? You're getting hot?
I'm a little bit hot on the levels.
Oh, yes, you are. That was Scanners out of London. That was the live version of In My Dreams. That was recorded in our studios, it looks like, March 26th of this year. So a little more than a month ago. It feels like yesterday, my God. And then, of course, before that, we heard the album version. And I've been loving listening to this album. It's so great. And also, it's like my new favorite t-shirt. I bought one of their t-shirts when I saw them at Spaceland, and it fits so perfectly. Do you ever have t-shirts where it's like, oh, God, it's like it's all the planets aligned? And
yes, yes. And that's actually how I got my last t-shirt, all the planets aligned, and I woke up and I had a new t-shirt. I wasn't naked anymore.
Oh.
I was like, this city does provide. It does provide.
It really does.
Yeah. You can pass out in downtown and wake up in Pasadena. It's a great city. I really enjoy it.
Wow. I don't know if I want your life, but it sounds great. This is who we have in next.
That's good. Let's
do you know
that.
What tracks we want to play?
Yes. No.
Who's the band, John?
The band we're going to hear here is Masters of Luxury, M-O-L, Masters of Luxury. And their album is Welcome to Opulence. They are opulent and luxurious.
And where are they from? I think they're from Germany, aren't they? I want to say that. John doesn't know anything.
They've got a dog and a chicken.
Well, we'll come back to you with that. Which tracks we want to do?
Let's do track number one.
Okay.
Let's do it.
What's the name of the track?
Nova.
So you're listening to Masters of Luxury on Here, killradio.org.
Nova.
Oops, I messed up. See? Hold on, stand by. They sound like this.
Nova.
From times predating the notion of history, man has been driven by a hunger. It has taken him out of his caves and into domination of his surroundings. Mastering the beasts and elements, he has pressed onward across the lands and seas of an unsuspecting planet and growing ever in his power. Man has followed his imagination into the deepest cracks of the earth, seeing a sightless world. Also into the vastness of the stars, bringing his own fire into the heavens. Night and day are relative terms, mortality and ever-loosening noose. We find man now impervious to all but himself and faltering. His glory fades and his light wanes. His accomplishments form an ever-deepening rut as he slips deeper into the lap of luxury.
These lonely roads will take you.
Like, and then you really
Now we're done.
Now we're done. It's all
okay,
over, Mark.
So, oh, God damn it.
It who, never ends.
Who hired me?
It never ends.
God, I'm doing too many things. First of all, let's just acknowledge that Ohio is now a commonwealth of Germany.
Ohio is the new Germany.
Yeah, they're actually out of Ohio. They listed a number of cities. I feel like such a dork. No, their MySpace page is myspace.com/moleband. That's M-O-L band for Masters of Luxury. And they're out of the Akron, Columbus area of Ohio, which I've actually been to Columbus before. Have you been to Ohio at all?
I think I've been to Ohio. I'm not sure that I've been to Columbus.
I think I've been to Ohio. Did you just say that?
I think I've been to Ohio when I was a child. Okay. I think my parents took me to Ohio.
Now that makes sense. Now, I thought this was related to the falling asleep in L.A. and waking up in Pasadena kind of thing.
Sometimes you wake up in Ohio, you know.
But we heard three tracks from them, and they all have interesting names.
But anyways.
Sorry. Moving on. No, the first track was really short. It was Nova, and then we heard a track called Nine, and then we also heard a track called Ten. So I like it's not about, like, almost in a sense, it's their track names are not about leading the witness. They're leaving it open to you to let the music fall where it does in your own mind.
Completely non-judgmental.
Unprovocative.
Hey, Mark, what are we doing for your birthday?
I'm having a barbecue.
Are we going to have a tickle fest?
No, I pee when I tickle. See, back.
Did you hear
pain.
About that thing in New York about all the hugging parties? They
no.
have the parties where they don't. I heard it on Saturday Night Live. It has to be true. They have these parties where instead of having
Christian youth parties,
yeah, instead of having drugs or alcohol or fun, they sit around and hug each other.
And I'm sure the boys have hard-ons the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Come on,
yeah,
please. Why is there a party like that happening on Wednesday we can go to?
Well, I thought that was good. We were going to do that for your birthday.
Let's crash.
We're going to have a hugging party.
Let's crash a Christian hugging party.
We're going to take it a step further. It's going to be a tickle fest. We're going to tickle some Christians, some love-thirsty Christians.
Yes. And what could we spike the punch with, but really not like...
Drugs.
No, not drugs, because that's obvious.
Drugs.
No, like something else.
Like drugs? I would never spike.
Like if you put like, what else could you put in Kool-Aid that could give a response, but wouldn't technically be from a drug?
I don't know. The answer is to a spelling bee. I have no idea what we could do. I don't know. You don't want to slip people alcohol. You don't want alcohol.
No.
So you got.
That's what I'm thinking. I think.
Yeah. Right.
There has to be
something interesting, like
some plant nectar.
You know what we did once? We went to this club in San Diego. And we had, for some reason, we had a wealth of freeze-dried space strawberries, like the strawberries the astronauts take into space
yes.
with them.
How'd you get those?
And, you know, and so we would, we went to this place, and it was called, oh my God, it was the worst place on the face of the earth. It was underneath the street in downtown San Diego. You had to, like, go down this dark unknown corridor and into this gigantic room, and it was this big club inside, and everybody was standing up on these like pillars above everybody, and they were serving alcohol, they were serving all the beer and wine and stuff down from these pillars, and they were all in like swimming suits. It was really just atrocious. And they had this drink there called the Bucket. And the bucket was an actual bucket, like a bucket you could use to wash your car, and they filled it with whatever was in the well at the time and sold it to you for $20. So people were walking around with these buckets. So we decided
carrying
a bucket full of alcohol and Coke and 7-Up and, you know, everything that's
that
in the well.
So white trash.
Yeah, it was so white trash. And so
that
like,
is the most whitest,
yeah.
trashiest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
I can't wait to get home.
Is it fabulous? And so we decided the only thing that could improve the bucket was freeze-dried space strawberries. So we started throwing them into people's buckets, and they would, you know, grab all the water and just go.
Oh, and expand.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they were just kind of a gross, meshy mush. And people are like, what are you putting in our drinks?
Especially strawberries after a while.
Space
strawberries and alcohol after a while probably starts getting a little menstrually looking.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get a little gooey reddish, you know, kind of thing.
Well, let's talk about menstruation.
I don't know, which you and I have experience in whatsoever.
We've already covered all the other topics.
We have no experience in whatsoever, but let's talk about it. You
I have
might
a little
have
bit of experience.
You probably have more experience than I
have a
I
little
do.
Bit of experience with menstruation.
What, with girlfriends?
Yeah, okay.
Ex-girlfriends?
Yeah, let's go that direction.
Maybe we should go to music.
So let's play some music. But what are we doing for your birthday?
I'm having a barbecue next weekend.
Okay.
And my friend's DJing.
Your friend?
Yes. He's a good DJ. He's a up-and-coming house DJ, so he's going to be DJing at this. It's going to be in Los Feliz. But awesome. I'll resend you. Obviously, I sent it wrong. But let's go to this band. They're out of two totally different locations. I always love when I get this. This is the Me Band. They're out of, it says, both Birmingham, UK, as well as Boris, Sweden. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheMeBand01. And we have two tracks from them, back to back.
It's back to back here, here.
You know, my whole show has been about that today. Usually I have way more bands, but anyway. So let's start off with the Me Band. This is we're going to start with a track called Savannah, then we're going to go to another song called End of the World. You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Back to back. Ooh.
That you own end up owning you. Everybody's got somebody to be, whether you're down in the hole or lost at sea. Every day it's like the end of the world. It's like the end of the world. It's like the end of the world. Every day it's like the end of the world. It's like the end of the world.
I guess we were due to talk about...
You didn't think I'd take it to that next level, did you, Mark?
Oh, my God. All of a sudden, we're talking about syphilis. Where did syphilis come from?
Do you need me to explain it to you, Mark?
No. Where does it come from?
Where does it come from?
No. But have without... Thank
it comes
God.
From people who are immoral.
Okay. With having nothing to do with immorality or syphilis, praise God, that was the Me Band with the song End of the World.
Yay.
Again, they're out of... Birmingham, as well as Bora, Sweden, and their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheMeBand, which is also, if you look at it, theme band 01, so that might be an easy way to remember, too, now that I've confused everything and complicated things more than they should be. But again, that last track was End of the World. Before that, we heard Savannah, and thank you guys so much for submitting.
To us.
I forgot to share that, you know, this whole time... John was away getting in Texas, getting married this past week. I was taking care of his cats, and he has
How's
two cats.
Going?
He has, well, today was the last day. He has a big, huge male cat. I can't remember its name. And he has a skinny little runty cat who I only saw twice the whole time because he would just take off and hide every time I showed up. Cute cats. The boy cat, I think his name's Lenny. I want to say his name's Lenny.
I think the small one's called Fufu.
Really? Are you joking? You're joking. They would not. John would not allow that.
John would never
have
Shannon
a. Shannon would allow
have
that
a cat named Fufu.
But was so funny. I get in there. I check their food. Check everything's cool. I sit on the couch to hang out and just have a human presence in the room. I'm watching TV and Lenny comes over, plops himself right next to me. I put my arm around him and we just looked at each other. We were like perfect roommates. It was so great. He's the coolest cat. Boy cats are, I don't, do you have cats at all, or do you know anything about cats? Yeah,
cats? I do not currently have a cat. I have had cats, though. So
have you noticed,
very,
though?
Very, I like cats.
Like, I have two cats. One's a boy, one's a girl. And uh-huh. my girl, of course, I've had her. She's going to turn 14 in October, I think. Or she just turned 14. I can't remember. I have to add it up in my head. But she's going to turn 14. But I also have a boy cat that's just turned 4. And my girl cat, of course, loves me because, you know, I take care of her very well. I'm an excellent parent. And my boy cat, who just out of the box when I first got him, loved me to death. And what I've noticed with boy cats, or male cats, I should say boy cats. I sound like such a child.
He's a boy cat.
No, but with male cats.
Where do kitties come from?
Have you noticed how male cats are so affectionate?
I've never really particularly noticed that.
Really?
I have noticed that, like,
female cats are more guarded.
Cats have such diverse personalities, and some cats will just be great, and some cats will be very independent, and some cats will just be like a pain in the ass, and some cats are just fucking crazy. Some cats are just cat racker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like crazy for a cat.
Right.
Yeah.
They're basically, it's cat psychosis.
The other cats are like, stay away from that cat.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to go to cat therapy.
You don't notice that really with dogs.
No, because dogs just tend to be such pack animals, and they're so friendly and happy to be there.
But also, dogs have been, in terms of their biological history, they've been domesticated.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, tens of thousands of years longer than cats? Cats,
yeah.
It doesn't take much for cats to just like flip and go feral.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen it happen when my cats have brought birds home.
Sometimes it happens when they watch C-SPAN. It's like off, it's out of control.
But these two cats, the boy cat's a beautiful boy. And he's growing. He's like adolescent kind of size now. Really cute cat, but nothing to do with me at all.
The other thing about cats is that they never, even if they never like flip and go back feral, or they always have like a really endearing personality, they love you and everything, there's always this side of them that's like, yeah, I'm going to torture this other creature for a while. Or, you know, hey, there's a grasshopper. I'm going to rip its wings off and see
right.
what happens.
That's
I mean,
I'm
there's
saying.
Always that like cat sense of like, yeah, you know, I may love you, but in an instant, I could fuck up your shit.
Right. No, it had to happen. I mean, it was like probably 10 years ago. It was my birthday, and I wanted to sleep in. And my cats, twice that morning as I was trying to sleep in, brought birds home into my bedroom. One was still alive. One was still hanging from its mouth. And
That's
I looked
awesome.
At it, and I said, and I saw the bird blink. And I went, oh, my God, it's still alive. And I unclenched his jaw, and the bird was flying around the room and screaming,
God.
And I'm like, I just want to sleep. And I finally got it out, but I just wanted to sleep in
the
that
cat day, was probably so proud of that too. She probably pranced in there like,
oh yeah,
the
like
king
here,
of the jungle.
I love you. So
yeah,
it's funny.
Definitely.
But who do we have next? Did I set up,
you know, that? We used to have a cat that would we're gonna do Pengu next.
Oh, good.
We used to have a cat that would if when it was time for everyone else to sleep in the house and everyone was sleeping, if it decided it wanted you awake, it would go up and there was this cabinet that it had figured out how to open with its paw and then let it slam shut. And it'd sit there for like ever until you got up and paid attention to it and just open the cabinet, let it slam, open the cabinet,
oh
let it
God.
Slam, open the cabinet. It's like,
and that ended up training you
and
because
trained the
you
humans.
Responded.
Yeah.
Versus what you should have done is shot the cat that, every time it did it, and that would have made it not do
well,
it.
Well, that's usually how it goes.
I mean, with
is
water.
That the cat usually ends up training the human.
Right.
And allowing the human to think that it's training the cat.
Right.
The moment it gets it in its mind, though, that it wants to like shit on your pillow, it's all over. It's just going to do it.
The only thing I've been trained by my cats to do, and then we'll go to Pengu. Sad Pengu, isn't it?
Sad Pengu.
Is my boy cat in the morning, he wants new food, and I feed them dry food.
You mean so like exciting food? What do you mean?
No, it's like there'll be food in the bowls, totally, but he wants the process, renewed process
oh,
of
right.
food being
yeah.
poured. So I just put the food.
Maybe it's an ego thing.
I take the bowl, I pour it back into the bag,
yeah.
and then I re-scoop
it
out,
in, yeah.
and it's some of the same stuff, some
it.
Of the new stuff, and he's fine.
Yeah.
It's some weird thing. I'm like, okay, for that, I'm willing
cats
to play the game.
Cats have very definite egos. It might be like an ego thing.
But
yeah.
My girl cat, she's like, whatever. She'll eat fine. I'm lucky. I don't have really... That's the only finicky kind of cat thing. I know other people who have a lot of weird things. I know people have... Dogs have weird things with eating, too. Like,
yeah.
just weird stuff they have to do. But we could talk about this forever.
They have
and
personalities
see,
and their own issues. Yeah.
And as we continue to talk about this, I see the listeners dropping off like dead
no, they're not.
Flies.
No, they're not.
So, who's this band?
Okay, Sad Pengu, they're out of Los Angeles. They are, for the most part, anonymous. They are a mystery band. So let's give them a listen. Got some interesting stuff here.
Do you know what the name of this track is?
It's known as Track 11.
Okay. You're listening here on killradio.org. Let's see if I did this right.
Took their places next to me. Well, I've walked these streets in a carnival of sights to see. All the cheap thrill seekers, the vendors and dealers, they crowd around me. I have been lost inside myself in my own mind, hypnotized, mesmerized by what my eyes have seen. And I've walked these streets in a spectacle of wealth and poverty. In the diamond market, the scarlet welcome carpet they've laid, rolled out for me. And I've walked these streets in the madhouse asylum they can be, with the wild misfit prophet, a traffic island star, he raves of saving me. I have been wrong, I have been wise to shut my eyes and play along, hypnotized, paralyzed by what my eyes have found, by what my eyes have seen, by what they have seen. I have been lost, I have been wrong, I have been wise, and I have been strong, I have been hypnotized, mesmerized by what my eyes have found, in that great street carnival.
And we're back.
And we are back. We are back.
So that was Sad Pengu, right?
Yeah, Sad Pengu.
And they're a mystery band?
They're a little air of mystery around that band. I know their secret identity, but I've been sworn through legal documents not to give it up. So.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you believe
intriguing.
That, I've got some other things to tell you.
Tell me. tell me.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
They're a local Los Angeles band, though. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And You just have to search for Sad Pengu if you want to find more of their stuff, because it's all the music underground with these chaps.
Nice. Ooh, I made it. I had a weird thing happen on Saturday.
Yeah.
I had a date.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, I'm gonna ask you about your other date, but go ahead.
It's probably this.
No,
it was
a
just a
date.
Preceding date.
Yeah.
He was going to come over to my place. He'd never been to my place before, so we were just going to hang out at my place, probably smoke the hookah.
So you cleaned it up.
Yes. Spent all day cleaning
cat
that.
Feces off the floor and so forth.
No.
You left it there?
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, the stuff on the ceiling I left because it was too high. But yeah. Anyway, here's the thing.
I love that game.
It was... I finally got a hold of him like around 7:45 that evening.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't heard from him all day. I was trying to get a hold of him. It's like, hey, when do you want to come over? Just so I know.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
Because we planned it. And
yeah,
what happened is
he
left his cell phone at a friend's house. And he didn't realize he left it at his friend's house. So he was already home. So he had to go back and get it. So there was a delay in time. But I finally got a hold of him because I texted him on his pager. He's a bike messenger, so he has a pager. And I texted him on that. And
he
finally got back to me.
Really strong thighs if he's a bike messenger.
Yeah. So then I get a hold of him around 7:45 and he goes, yeah, I'm going to get ready real quick and I'll be right over. But right over was showing up around 9:45.
Yeah.
It's like 2 hours later. And I wasn't mad. I was kind of, I don't know. It kind of bummed me out a little. It bummed me out because I thought, wow, I just feel like if I'd known that it was going to take that long, I'd have been cool. And so I was cool about it. I brought it up. But I wasn't mean about it. Like, I didn't say you were a jerk or you were inconsiderate or anything. I go, you know, I just...
You didn't attack him with the information. You just
No, I brought it up in such a way. Like, you know, I guess it would have been cool if I'd known that it was going to take you that long because I was starting to worry. Because the week before, he got hit by a car on his bike and got ran over by an SUV on his arm. He had tire tread marks on his arm. Luckily, his arm didn't break.
God, he had tire tread marks on his arm?
Hit and run. The woman kept going.
My God.
So... You know, that came to mind, not to make it like I'm some fucking matronly homo going, oh, he was hit by a car. It wasn't that. It was just like, it's like, wow, on top of that was just one little thing.
Matronly
but anyway,
homo.
That's kind of a redundancy. But no, the thing was, it was just like, and here's the whole point. So I brought it up. I felt like I go, you know what? Just bum me out. I feel like I just want to bring it up to you so we can resolve this, so we can be good about this in the future, you know, because that's something I guess I'm obviously kind of sensitive about. And I don't want to hold a grudge or be mad anymore. And he goes, okay. But I was doing all the talking. He wasn't doing that much talking. So I said, well, what are we going to do? You know, and he gave me his friends. So I'll just be sure to call you next time and let you know. I go, cool, thanks. But then I guess because of that whole process, he was in shutdown mode the whole rest of the evening. Like, he was on standby. He was not totally present.
He checked out.
Yeah. And I said, He goes, I'm sorry, I don't mean to make it about me, but sometimes this happens where I get upset about something and then I just don't really, I kind of, he didn't say shut down, that's my term, but that's basically what he did.
How do you think he would have reacted if when he started to shut down, you just like hit him with a stream of seltzer water?
Shut up. I'm being serious.
I'm being serious
too.
No,
it's weird. What's weird is that...
No, you don't want to do that, but what if you did something to like snap him out of it?
I don't think there was anything to
really do,
no.
Because sometimes you can just say something to someone and it'll just jerk them out of whatever the hell
they're... No, I know. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
It bummed me out.
Right.
Because it's like, wow, I handled this really well, I thought. Oh, I'm pretty confident. I'm very confident I handled it very well. The old Mark Caldwell would have called him a fucking asshole and said, get the fuck out of here, which obviously doesn't work. And now I've matured to a point where I'm like, you know what? I got to take responsibility how I feel about it, but at the same time, I want to be upfront with you about it, how I feel, because it's, you know, we should have an honest relationship.
Yeah.
And then he goes into shutdown. It's almost like I'm being punished now, you know?
Uh-huh.
Even though it's, well, whatever.
Even though he may not be intending to punish
no,
you.
No, but it's just like, well, wow. Does that mean every time I bring up a disagreement that this is going to happen, that it's going to cause the shutdown thing going to happen? So, bum me out. And what's weird is he goes, I'll be cool tomorrow. And so I called him yesterday because it was Saturday. I called him yesterday and I haven't heard back from him yet. So it's like weird. It's like,
huh.
I mean, it's the thing is, it's so easy, especially with relationship stuff, to read in to so much more to what's going on, to add all this subtext when the only thing that matters is that I handled it right and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So on that note, we should go to music. Is it my turn?
Play a little music. Yeah, it is your turn.
Good. We are going to go to the UK again. Two different parts of the UK. This is a band called Bubblegum Screw. They're out of London. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/bubblegumscrew.
Remember that game you used to play after school, Bubblegum Screw?
Bubblegum Screw sounds like a fun game.
Yeah. That should be the name of a bar.
No, or it should be a name of a board game.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a board game called...
Let's make it.
Okay, when we go to break here, I got some paper.
All right. We'll make Bubblegum Screw.
And there's some markers over there, so let's do that.
You got the bubblegum. You're screwed.
You're screwed. This is a song called Love is Inspiration. You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
And we're back.
And we're back. Welcome back, John.
Thanks. Welcome back, Mark.
That was a band called Macondo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Macondo. No help from John Daly. Thank you so much. That was a track called Lynch Tet. They're out of Cavan, Ireland. Their MySpace page is MySpace.
Is it Kavanaugh?
It's C-A-V-A-N. There's no A at the end. So it's Cavan. My question, if you were listening,
Cavan, Ireland.
The N silent? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
That wasn't my question. My question was what the name of the band.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't listening.
Oh. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Buendia. Well, if they're going to go Buendia, so it's probably Buendia Macondo. We're going to pronounce it that way. So maybe the band's called Macondo. So, again, that was a track called Lynch Tet. Before that, we heard Bubblegum Screw out of London. Their track that they submitted, Praise the Lord, was Love is Inspiration.
Praise the Lord.
MySpace.com/Bubblegum Screw. And if you need any of this information, I should have said at the top of the show, or we could have said it, but I didn't. We are available to be through AOL Instant Messenger. We use the handle here at the station, Kill Radio Station, all one word, Kill Radio Station. So if you have any questions about the bands, if you have any questions about John Daly, if you have any questions about any sort of bowel movement, since John and I seem to think we're experts.
We're pretty much experts on every bowel movement that the human body can possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly perform.
Right.
And perform well.
And perform well. So I think we're going to Dread Days now, right?
Let's do it. Dread Days.
Wait, I like this band because they've... I like this band because I like their music. They've been on the show before. And I think I got them lined up for one of the Hear Hear events coming up in... Was it July? I don't know. I think we were talking. I have to look at my notes again. I don't have it.
If you want to contact them, you can get them at oneworldmanagementinc@gmail.com.
Thank you. And then what's their MySpace page? Is it myspace.com/dreaddaze?
I'm not.
DREADDAZE. Oh my God.
I'm not seeing it here in the list.
John Hirschfield just walked in.
Oh, if we're in the same room together, the world divides.
He
did you know that?
You look so married right now. Oh my God,
married.
That ring. Wait, wow. Let's go to music. I hate when we interrupt. We're about to play. We're going to play.
He looks different, Mark.
He totally
looks
different
about him.
I almost didn't recognize you. But this is a track that we played before. It's called Running. And then we're going to go into another track on this CD that they sent us. You're listening to Dread Days on Hear Hear, killradio.org.
Snake them hissing, boy. shot.
Your girl, your posse, and gather around.
Welcome back. That was Dread Days, who I know, I can't remember right now, but I know is going to be, I think I've talked to them about playing at a Hear Hear event.
That's pretty cool.
They have a good sound.
Yeah,
I like the kind of hip-hop reggae kind of sound, which is really good. And they're based here in Los Angeles. And their MySpace page is myspace.com/... I'm going off the top of my head. Let me just look real quick because I think I have it on my computer. Is it on the sheets there? It should be on there, isn't it?
No, I looked through their entire packet.
Really?
I didn't see it on there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. The only thing I found was that that email that we just gave out.
Keep talking.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to talk a little bit about myself here for a while.
I'm going to see if I can look up their MySpace page. I'm off the top of my head, I want to say it's myspace.com/dreaddays.
That would make sense.
Since I don't...
But you never know with MySpace.
It is. It's myspace.com/dreaddays. Yep,
excellent.
I remembered. Yeah, they're out of Los Angeles.
So we were just talking about legal sex in Texas.
Oh, yeah, because John Hirschfeld, I didn't really...
I wasn't going to mention that part of it. I was going to drag John into it.
No, too late. John, you know, John is subbing for John. You're subbing for John.
Uh-huh.
And John, I know, is getting back today.
Narcissistic, it might be.
He was coming back from his wedding in Texas today.
give me that.
Thank you. He's coming back from Texas today, so he came by the show to get his keys back because I was taking care of his cats, and he looks married. And now he's having...
He looks so incredibly happy and put together.
Tan,
and
skinny.
And,
Relieved.
Relieved.
Because, you know, there was discussion, at least secretly, between him and I, whether or not Shannon was going to even be there. Even though it was in her home state, like, she'd be like...
Oh.
She's like, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that wasn't happening.
But those two have been like the happy couple for as long as I've known.
Yeah. When I first met them, I sexually harassed both of them. And then they thought I was bisexual.
Isn't it fun?
They thought I was bisexual.
I thought you were bisexual too.
Why?
You told me you were bisexual the first time I met you.
First time we had sex, I told you that?
Yeah. You were like, it's cool if you're only, if you're into girls because I'm bisexual. I was like, all right, let's do it.
I am nowhat bisexual. You're such a dork. No.
You totally told me that.
You
totally told me that you were bisexual.
We've never talked about sexuality.
Yeah, we might not have. We might not have.
But let's go to music. This is a band called Public Jones, who's going to be playing at...
I thought we already heard Public Jones today.
No. I talked about Public Jones playing...
No, we talked about Public Jones.
Yeah, as being one of the bands who's playing next on the 20th Hear Hear event that we're doing at Lost Souls Cafe.
Public Jones.
Oh, before I go to Public Jones, I'm sorry. John wanted me to plug... You know, he does these Is Good music events related to his show, Is Good, which is on Thursdays from 10 to 12.
It really is good.
he does these live events around town. He's done it at the Mint. Where else has he done it? He used to do it at M-Bar for a while. But he has an event this Wednesday, May 9th, my birthday, at Molly Malone's. There's four bands. It's a $7 cover. Molly Malone's is on Fairfax... Is it north of 6th?
It's right in that area.
It's
I'm
south
not sure,
of 3rd.
But, you know, a little trivia about Molly Malone's. Molly Malone's is named after the pub Molly Malone's in the center of Dublin in the Temple Bar area. And it's one of the historic old pubs in Dublin.
Wow.
It's a very famous place because it's actually celebrating Molly Malone, who was an Irish hero. She was a prostitute and she led the Irish people in one of the many revolts they had. So
in celebration, we're going to be having Is Good Music. Is going to be having four bands at
yes.
What I like to say is an authentic replica.
Uh huh.
It is the Molly Malone's.
It's like
Dublin.
Molly Malone's West
LA.
Out here.
Yeah. It's funny. Have you ever been to El Cid in Silver Lake?
Yeah. With the flamenco dancers.
Yeah, and they say that El Cid is an authentic replica of a Spanish tavern.
Uh-huh.
An authentic replica. Thank you.
Any Spanish tavern, not one in particular.
Exactly.
A Spanish
so,
tavern.
So it's four bands. Sabrosa Pur. I don't know why I'm having problem saying it, even though it's spelled purr like purring cat. Sabroso Purr, Eject, Automatique, and Solari. Bands that we've heard here on Here Here also have been heard on Is Good.
And Solari was on my show.
Yeah, I know Solari was also on your show, too.
Playing live. They were great.
Yeah. So let's go to Public Jones. Sorry for the interruption. They're obviously based in L.A. They're going to be, hopefully, I haven't heard back from yet about them performing next Monday at the next Monday's Here Here a week from today. We're going to have most of the bands, if not all of them, performing in some form or another live or over the phone. But let's go to Public Jones. There's two songs from them. We're going to start off with a track called The Fall. You are listening to Here Here on KillRadio.org.
Dream. of the day. I want the world wrapped on a big wheel. Hey, would you rather it play in the back of your mind?
All right, welcome back. Public Jones, that was a song called Song 5.
I love their name. Their name is awesome.
And then before that, we heard The Fall. And I haven't heard back from them yet, so I don't know if they'll be performing live on Monday in anticipation of the Kill Radio fundraiser at Lost Souls Cafe. We are out of time, but we got Steel Bands of Play, so we're going to go over a little late today, which brings up a good point, John, that we should just probably put out there. You know, anyone can be a DJ at Kill Radio, right?
It's true.
I mean, granted, you have to be probably a resident of the greater Los Angeles area.
All you need is a lack of knowledge of technology and a lot of really strong opinions. we're a fun community here.
In our case, wonderful taste in music.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
No, but really, if you want to join Kill Radio, we're all about community-based stuff and supporting independent media. So if you're interested in that, go to killradio.org. And check it out. We actually were just interviewed on KPFK, as we said earlier in the show, and you can download and listen to that interview too and find out a lot about
that
Kill Radio.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, you can always email me. My email address here is mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org. And then do you want to give out your email address, John?
I can give out my email address for my show. My show email address is just sro at killradio.org, which stands for standing room only.
Great. And since we are out of time, and the reason I brought this all about DJs is because there's no show after us right now. Uh-huh. So we're gonna
play the best of Kill Radio for
yeah,
your listening
but
pleasures.
First, we got some bands we still got to play.
Yeah.
Let's go to The Ghost Lullaby. They are... Do we get information on them? No. Nothing? Just the CD?
Yeah, I threw it away already. No, I think they just sent us a CD.
They're on Orange Recordings labels, so if you'd like to get more information about them, you can go to orangerecordings.com. But let's go to this track. It's called Dirty... You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Okay, Yeehaw. Bad DJ. See, it's different.
Bad
today.
DJ.
Bad DJ.
Be slapped.
That was the Ghost Lullaby, and they're out of Silver Lake, so they're right down the street from us.
Yeah, not too far.
I'm going to have to remember them because they were good. They were fun. I'm going to make sure John hears their CD too because the other John. There's so many Johns. But thanks,
tell
guys.
Tell me about it.
And since we're kind of speeding through to get through, who are we going to next?
We're going to listen to Carne Cruda. And it's a song called El Pulpo.
And where are they located out of?
They are, well, they say Oakland's tight, so I'm going to guess Oakland's.
Or maybe just Oakland's tight.
Maybe just Oakland's tight. You can find out more about them by going to myspace.com/Carnecruda, which is CarneCruda. I'm sure you can listen to more music and stuff there. They are actually a Latin surf crumba.
Nice.
All style for body shaking.
Sweet. You ready for them?
I'm
ready too.
I'm strapped into my chair.
This
Let's
is
go.
Carne
Let's
Cruda. You're listening here on killradio.org.
Said to the squid, why can't we be friends? Though we're of different species, we gotta make amends. Because the delicate balance of the deep blue sea on our friendship depends. Oh yeah, mamita, el pulpo y el calamar, bailando en lo profundo del mar. Aquí viene el pulpito, mamita, y a bailar el tendita. Hey, the squid replied to the octopus, you know I think you're right. Just because I'm a squid and you're an octopus, we got no reason to fight. So come on, let's go to the dance floor and shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it all night. Con el pulpo y el calamar, bailando en lo profundo del mar. Ay, si yo soy el pulpito, pues a bailar yo te invito.
Hurrah, hurrah.
Oh, I am being a bad DJ. Oh, hello. Who hired me? So that was Carne Cruda, right?
That was Carne Cruda.
And they're out of Oakland?
They are out of Oakland.
They were fun.
Myspace.com/Carne Cruda. I actually really enjoyed that. I thought that was cool.
Good.
I could totally see myself like popping to that in my house, you know?
At your house, of course, not in public. Out in the privacy of your own home, in front of a mirror?
In the privacy of my own home, which is in the view of the public. Yes.
Oh, that's right. You're the type that falls asleep in Los Angeles and wakes up in Pasadena. Got it. Good.
That's your fault, not mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Try to blame
it's
me
my
for
fault.
That. The Que Sera Sera, the Je Ne Sais Quoi of Que Sera. Hey, Que Sera is coming up next. And they've made a pretty bold statement here, actually.
Let's hear it.
They said, and I quote, "They're a mutant hybrid she-male rock regime of interlocking parts, hypnotizing you and beckoning you down dark corridors into bright caves, humming with a late-night industry, clanging with third-rail train rhyming lullabies."
Wow.
This is Que Sera.
And what's the name of this track?
It's off their record Satellite, and the track is called Midnight Drivers.
This is Que Sera on killradio.org. You're listening to Hear Here.
Je ne sais pas.
I like those noisy endings.
I like things that
spin
out of control at the end.
I've not been a good DJ today.
Spinning out of control.
See, normally I don't handle the CDs. I handle MP3s. John Hell's CDs. But I thought I'd make it easy for you today and just do it. and
this is
be a martyr the whole time.
This is John Daly sitting in for John Hirschfield here on Here Here.
In case you didn't know.
And thanks for having me on the
show.
Yeah,
thank you
really
so much for subbing for John.
It's
it was fun. Yeah, it's great.
Been great. Guest hosting, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, totally. Well, let's do a plug for your show that you do. It's on Fridays, right?
Standing room only, 8 to 9 p.m. Fridays. Live bands on every Friday night. They come on, they play live music, and we talk about their stuff.
Great. And let's thank the bands.
Yeah, let's thank the bands. Starting from the back and moving forward, we had Que Sera, Carne Cruda, The Ghost Lullaby, Public Jones. I love that name. Dread Days, Macondo, Bubblegum Screw, Sad Pengu, The Me Band, Masters of Luxury. You will not defeat our luxury.
Out of Ohio, not Germany.
Out of Ohio, not Germany. Scanner, East
Scanners.
Babes.
Did I write Scanner?
You wrote Scanner.
I sing
as in Scanner. I don't even know her.
Scanners. I'm sorry.
Scanners. East Babe.
Not East Babes. She's the only one. Awesome.
She's the only one. She is the East Babe.
Deservedly, because she's pretty.
Yeah. And she's got cool music. Blackbird and Lyra.
Great.
Hey, thanks for being on the show, kids.
All of this music is now in the Here Here KillRadio.org library for the other shows
which
to play.
Which is impenetrable. It's lead-lined, lead walls, and it actually has a self-destruct feature if any government agency tries to break into it.
It's fully accessible to all our DJs to play in their shows.
It is.
So that's great. And thank you so much. This show will be available on the archive later today. It will also. First, I'm going to stop the recording before you hit play.
All right. Sure. We'll have a moment of silence for Here Here.
Yes. But this
pour one out for your homies.
This show will be available via archive on killradio.org. You'll probably be able to see there later today or tomorrow. You will also see it through iTunes. It is available via iTunes. The link is at our Here Here MySpace page, myspace.com/here_HEAR_HEARE. Let me say that again. myspace.com/here_HEAR_HEARE. All of a sudden I got confused for a moment, and it's like we've had that MySpace page for a while now. So thank you so much for listening, and coming up next, we're going to hear some of the best of killradio.org.
Best of Kill Radio. I think we're going to play one of my old shows and standing room only. Hey, what do you know?
All right. Well,
how does that work?
That works great. Thank you so much, John. Bye.
Bye-bye.